Maldan.
God exalted him.
to the highest place. Gave him a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Every knee should bow. In heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge. In heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge.
Praise God. Good morning. God, what can I say? Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Jesus Christ is Lord. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you, and we exalt you this morning because you are Lord. Sisters, you know, I went to Dawsonville to the Georgia Revival, and I was down there Saturday and Sunday. But what it really was, it was kind of like, for me, a prayer retreat away from here. And how many of you know that sometimes you have to change your environment? Sometimes God will tell you, change your, get up and go. He'll tell you when to come back too. So I'm going to say this morning, I only have two scriptures. And that is because I'm still decompressing, and I'm still working on sorting out everything that I've learned in the past 2 days. You see, it doesn't take God long if you open to receive. It doesn't take God long to get anything to you that you're supposed to have. Now, I was blessed that I really didn't have to go to the revival, but the revival is the seed of where it started. Not this revival, the fact that I was saved and delivered from demons in a revival. So I probably think more about revival than maybe some of you, but every great move of God has taken place through an awakening or revival, except Calvary. And Calvary was a revival to the world. Because, you know, we got A.D. after the death of Christ, and we got B.C. before Christ. So the greatest revival that ever took place was on Calvary. And God, I mean, you see, if you sit at home all the time and you sit around the same people, then the spirits between you and the people around you become familiar. And we have a tendency sometimes to not recognize what familiarity can do and how it can affect your spiritual growth. I guess that's what what I want to say. It's raining here in North Georgia. I hope I'm not speaking too soon, but the roof appears to be fixed. Praise God. They came out, and I wondered if it was fixed for real. But it seems to be fixed. I don't see any water. We haven't seen any water on the inside. But I was praying for y'all while I was there. I was praying for this tailline. I was praying for my ministry. And that's what I've been doing. Even yesterday, I didn't even mix my spirit with anybody else's spirit. I didn't even talk on the phone yesterday because I wanted to make sure that what I was receiving from God was from God. And I wanted to make sure I was doing it right. Now see, flesh will take you off to the left. Flesh will take you off to the right. But God wants us to walk as best we can that straight, narrow path of the King's Highway, up the King's Highway. And I had to put together a lot of the messages that I had been receiving. And I had to understand for myself some of the things that God had been telling me to do. So yesterday, I spent the whole day in prayer. Quiet. I watched the Georgia Revival week 85, 185, and 186 again. And I watched and I listened to what God was telling me. I listened. Sometimes you have to spend, a lot of times you have to spend time listening to God. And I was in ease, and I was listening. I call myself anyway, discerning the times and the season that I was in. So today, I'm going to be writing. Remember I said I was going to take a month off to write? Well, that didn't happen. So I'm going to take this month, September, to write, to try to put all this info that I've been given in the proper perspective, meaning put the word to it and godly understanding. Those of you, the whole body of Christ has been under attack. I'm observing it through other preachers and things like that, asking questions, seeking answers. But the conclusion of the matter is this. It's found in Isaiah 55. I think that's Isaiah 55. The B part. Can somebody post this for me? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And then the answer is in Isaiah 65 and 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. I'm talking about for our ministry, for this ministry, for the ministry that I'm the shepherd over and that I've been given stewardship over. I can't speak for anybody else's ministry, and I'm not trying, I would never try to. Never, ever, ever. Because I'm going to tell you something. I am so thankful, if I've ever been thankful, if I've never not shown God the proper amount of appreciation and respect and honor. I'm there now. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Do you know how good that is? Huh? Do you know how good, how really, really good that is to be in that type of posture with God? Right now, I'm here to tell you this from my observations. God is near. He's so near. And not only is he near, he's revealing himself. He's revealing himself. But only those that are seeking him will he be found of them. And hear that scripture? And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. It does not get any better than that. You got to make him and you got to keep him, Lord. God is making himself so plain. He was trying to show me and the reason I say trying, because he was showing it to, I wasn't getting it. I could see it, but I wasn't getting it. Now, when I say I wasn't getting it to the place that I could replicate it or duplicate it or explain it to somebody else. That's why I just asked him for two scriptures this morning or a word, and you can search it out and you can hunt it out while I'm seeking more understanding. I'm sure I'm going to get it today because I'm back home. I'm under my own anointing. See, when you visit another church or go to another church, you're under the anointing of the steward or the headship of that house. So you can't go in somebody else's house thinking you're going to tell them how to run it or nothing like that. You have to yield. You have to yield. And prayerfully, you know, it's only one Holy Spirit that they will be, it will be of God's own Holy Spirit. And it'll be real. I mean, because of the North Georgia Revival, all kind of people come there. All kinds. I say all kinds. So I was there, and I know that the intercessors are in the back praying. You know, you got to kind of like be aware of those prayers that are going up. Then you know everybody, or at least half the people in the congregation have expectation. They're there to receive something from God, and that's great. But then there are those that are on assignment from Satan. And then you got to fight them too as you're there. So it's a very And then you know you gotta fight the soulless realm spirits and religious spirits, but you know that the spirit of the house is seeking God and the revelation of God. But I was blessed. I was blessed because you see, in the Bible it says, whosoever will receive, if you offer a man of God a glass of water. I didn't have any water, but I put my faith with the faith of the visitor, because I know when God sends a man or a woman somewhere, I know that how that man or how that woman is received and treated will either cause you to be blessed or it will cause you to miss out on the blessing. So I believe, I'm a believer. I am a believer, a Jesus believer. That's what I am. And because I had a ministry, I want the people that are believing with me to receive everything God got. So when I go to receive something, I'm not just going to receive it for me. I'm going to receive it for everybody that's in agreement with me. In agreement with you, what? That Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm trying to get to the point where it's going to be interspersed. I say Yeshua, I say Jesus. Because that's what I know. That's what, when I say Jesus, I have absolutely, positively, no doubt that what's going to happen. That before I call, that he's going to answer me. And that while I'm speaking, he's hearing. Because I know him. And you know what it says in Psalm 55:17? It says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Isn't that great? Psalm 55:17. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You know why? Because Psalm 4:3 says, but I know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. See, that's important to me. That I remain close to God, so that he will hear when I call out to him. At morning and noon, that he'll hear my voice. Why? Because I'm seeking him while he may be found. I'm calling upon him because I believe that he is near. So therefore, before I call, before I utter words with my mouth, because he's discerned in my heart. Well, how you know that? Because Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. I'm excited about Jesus this morning. No hype, no nothing like that. And you know what I'm going to do? Just like Helen Miller say on that song, I'm going to continue to let Jesus lead me. And you know what? You see, God says in 1 John 5:14-15, God says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. So I'm telling you, you're going to have to roll your burdens, cast your cares, pray, believe in Jesus, on Jesus, of Jesus, by Jesus, for Jesus, and with Jesus, all your cares.
In the shadows, in the valley of despair, in the middle of a battle where I've never been more scared. But I believe that you see my struggle, I believe that you know my pain. When I'm tired, when I'm lost, when I'm broken, and when I'm afraid, I give up. I can walk in the freedom, knowing you are strong enough to take my burdens. Oh God, I lift them up.
Whoa.
I believe that you see my struggle, I believe that you know my pain. When I'm tired, when I'm lost, when I'm broken, and when I'm afraid, I give up.
Oh.
Oh, I give up. I can't leave you. I give up. No doubt in your name, for you have promised you'll make a way. There's no fear, no doubt in your name, for you have promised you'll make a way.
I give up, oh, I give up
my cares to you.
I give up.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, for it says, for you have need, you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And the Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. That's Isaiah 1:19. Oh, man. Remember this. All predicated upon the love of God. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Holy Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. Romans 12:2, And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It all boils down. You got to love. You got to love. You got to love. You got to love.
Something like this, that God so loved, that he loves the world.
you gotta love. There's a purpose and a reason. Number one, God is love. If you don't know love, you don't know God. But when you know God, you know love, and you know how to love, and you know how to administer and administrate through love. But here's the real reason. The Word of God says in Galatians chapter 5, 13, starting at the B section, it says, by love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. You see, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. They don't talk about this much, but you see, the Bible says this in John chapter 15, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Brothers and sisters, Romans 13:10. Love is the fulfilling of the law. It's a commandment. Aren't you so glad that you know a man that will love you anytime, any place, anywhere? I know a man
who can walk on water anytime, any place, anywhere.
Anywhere,
I'm happy about. I'm so happy. We don't have a counterfeit. We got the real thing. I'm on my way out this morning. My final like word to you is, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe? That's all I want to know. Do you believe?
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
I believe.
Doubt and unbelief. Erica Shepherd, come from Jesus Believers Church, Dalton, Georgia. Jesus Christ is Lord.
To the glory of God the Father. Hey.